Our community connection is in Pike County, where Susie Lyden, director of Green Trees Early Learning Center, tells us about running a four-decade-old nonprofit through dedication and tremendous community support. Susie Lyden takes the story from here.
I'm so proud to say that Green Trees has been serving families in Pike County for 40 years, and this year is our 40th anniversary. We educate children from 6 weeks old through 12 years old in our school and camp. It's a wonderful center in Wilford, Pennsylvania, and we're open year-round.
From what I had seen from the pictures, it's more like a house setting. It looks like an old-fashioned house with lots of fun things in the yard for the kids to do, so it's a very comfortable-looking place.
We are in an old historic building, which is wonderful, but as a small nonprofit, being in an old building has its challenges, as you can imagine. Our building is 185 years old. Beautiful, charming, but can be challenging.
How was the inside of the home refurbished to accommodate all of these children?
We have a lot of rooms, and we actually serve about 100 families a year in our classrooms year-round from early morning 6:30 to 6 p.m. to serve the working families in our community.
Over time, schedules have changed, and you have mother and father out working. And so this is probably one of the safest and loveliest places that they know that their child is going to be safe, and they have terrific supervision.
Absolutely. We have wonderful teachers. We're a Star 4 center, so that kind of means we're the best of the best in Pennsylvania for a licensed center. We work hard with our teachers to make sure that these children have a wonderful education. And we also ensure that we provide affordable care for families. Most of our families participate in programs like our Pre-K Counts program or the Child Care Works program, which provides child care for those folks who are income eligible. And we also are enrolled in the federal food program. And as you can imagine, Lisa, at this moment with food prices, that certainly makes a difference to families.
Tell me about the structure of Green Trees. What are some of the programs that you implement for the kids?
We started infants 6 weeks old. We have a program, again, open all day, young toddlers, older toddlers, and then our pre-K program. Children then can continue on to our after-school program. But I think the thing that's really unique about Green Trees is that we have kind of a before-school program and an after-school program. That's why we have this kind of options for 10 hours a day to address what you were talking about with working families. Moms and dads, caregivers have to work. So we are the center that really helps these families and provides that care for the children. They want to know that their children are in a safe center with wonderful, loving teachers. And that is who we are. For Pennsylvania families, there's a historic child care center shortage now. And that impacts the families, children, and communities, and the economy in Pennsylvania. Even though we are lucky enough and privileged enough to serve 100 families a year, we sadly have a wait list of 87 families.
In the interim, what do those 87 families do?
These are the tough choices that working families in Pike County have to make. Most of the centers, I would say, are facing that kind of wait list. They're looking for centers, and if they can't find it, they have to try to make arrangements without having a center, or they have to leave the workforce. It's a big problem. Centers like Green Trees, it's critical that we stay open and operating for our families because we don't want to give families those kind of choices. Green Trees is a wonderful center. It's really the best of the best in terms of health, safety, curriculum, education. So it really is a wonderful choice. And like I said, those kind of hours makes it a kind of an easy choice for parents too. We're communicating with families about their kids. We have a wonderful community here at Green Trees. We have a parent group that runs free events for our families on the weekends. It's just a really nice place. I got to tell you, the other nice thing about Green Trees is that our whole community stands behind us, and we are so grateful and lucky. Everyone is in our corner. Everyone wants to make sure that we can continue our services. They show that through donations, volunteering, donating toys and equipment to us. I've only been here for about a year and a half, but I have to say, I feel like the luckiest person in the world. It's more than a job. It's a place that has real impact for families and children and our community. Oh, I'm crying a little bit. It's like a really wonderful, wonderful place.
You are given this awesome responsibility of taking care of children of different ages, different grade levels. So what is a typical day like for you?
You know, know, it's actually really interesting because it is so different than what I thought it would be. I am here every day, and the first thing that I do is walk around the classrooms and say hello to all the amazing and beautiful children and the wonderful teachers. I would say it's been really interesting because the first year that I was here, it was a bit of a learning curve, you know? It was, what does this community and this center really need from me as a director? Honestly, I realized pretty early on that what the center needs from me is not as much time in the classroom because we have these amazing teachers, right? It's really time in the community, getting everyone on board to help us survive and thrive. So I'm very lucky that way that I get to also just go out and meet with amazing people who help us figure out how do we help tackle this problem of these childcare centers closing? How do we take care of the family? So I feel like that's kind of my main role here. So I'm so excited to talk to you today. You know, anybody gives me an opportunity to talk about Green Trees, I am over the moon.
How do you help the children deal with the separation from mom and dad when they come to Green Trees?
We work very closely with the families on these transitions and continue to communicate with them along the way. Every kid is unique, right? Some children have a hard time transitioning into school and even transitioning from program to program, right? Moving from our young toddler to older toddler program, that can be a difficult transition. But we continue to work with the families and the teachers and obviously the children on their special needs along the way. You know, there really are so many blessings. Seeing the children, watching them grow, and watching them move from classroom to classroom, right? I mean, it's just so wild watching a child write his or her name for the first time. It's just beautiful to see, and to see how wonderful the teachers are that surround the children and support them. We're all so proud of them. Those are the real stars. It's not me. It really is them. It's them taking care of the children every single day, helping them grow, helping them advance, communicating with families. Those are the real heroes in this story. It's definitely the teachers. But I will say too, Lisa, what we need to do as the administrators is make sure that we can stay open and serve these families. What's happening in the classrooms is perfect, beautiful, and amazing. But we have to make sure that this place can continue to survive because it's tough. We're a tiny little nonprofit. More than 600 childcare centers like ours have closed in Pennsylvania since the pandemic, and they haven't reopened, right? That's a huge challenge. The numbers are not looking in our favor. There's a reason places aren't opening again. Even though we're a nonprofit, it's a really tough business model. So I think for us, we're just trying to figure out how can we stay open? And then if we can expand, how to do that. And again, as a small nonprofit, this is a real challenge, right? Financially, it's a challenge.
But your longevity, 40 years in Milford, that's quite a stay.
Things that make us wonderful. The teachers, absolutely. You know, the teachers are wonderful. But the hours, again, that we offer, you know, we're not a half-day program. We really are serving the needs of families who have to work every day. We have a lot of moms and dads who are working in hourly jobs or their educators themselves. They need to get their kids here early and they need those hours available to them. So we definitely serve that need and we have been serving it for 40 years. The other side of that is not only that we're just a wonderful center, but just we are necessary with all of these centers closing down. It's the kind of tragedy here is that families don't have too many options. So we are so proud to be one of those options. And one of the options that provides affordable care for families. And also, we're super lucky to be working with our community who holds us and supports us.
What other programs would you like to implement at the center if you had the funds, the wherewithal?
Oh, I love that question, Lisa. What I would like to see, me personally, is I'd love to see us grow and be able to serve those 87 or 85 people on our wait list. Like if there were a possibility for us to do that, I would absolutely love that. In a bigger way, I just wish that there were more centers available like Green Trees for our community because it is such a huge problem. I don't want our families in Pike County or beyond to have to suffer and to not have childcare for their children. With childcare centers and with Green Trees, what that allows is families to go to work And working means putting food on the table. Working is surviving for families. So my dream would be, how do we create more spots and opportunities for childcare for families? Because we certainly need it, and they deserve it. Families deserve that.
Because of your longevity, and again, 40 years is a good long time, we're talking generations that may have gone to green trees, generations of children.
Yeah. One of our teachers, as we celebrate our 40th anniversary, she is celebrating her 40th anniversary. She started with us when we opened our doors in a small church in Milford. One of the nice things that's happened is we've been able to bring alumni back, and they come back and they're amazing and they're lovely. We just had a big winter festival for our families and alumni, and we got to see people who were coming back and visiting. Everybody really has some wonderful connection to this place. I feel just so lucky to be here. You know, of all positions that I've had, it's the one where I feel like the most connected to the community, where I'm able to be in a place that has so much impact on families, on lives, on children, on the future, on our community. They hold us up and they are so behind us. And I can't tell you how grateful we are for that. This is what keeps us going.
Terrific passion and dedication for the children, for the program, and for the overall community. A great conversation and a pleasure to get to know you. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.